Behind every gifted child often lies a profound emotional wound. These sensitive souls, praised for talents and accomplishments since infancy, frequently develop depression and emptiness despite outward success. Their achievements become shields against deeper feelings of anxiety and shame that emerge when their carefully constructed facade falters. What creates this painful paradox? The root lies in early childhood adaptation. When a child's fundamental needs for respect and emotional mirroring must be repressed to preserve parental love, they develop an inability to experience certain feelings consciously. These children master the art of not experiencing emotions because feeling requires someone who accepts them fully. The child becomes the parent's emotional caretaker, available for others' needs while abandoning their authentic self. This leads to sophisticated defense mechanisms and ultimately an as-if personality, where one reveals only what others expect. As one patient explained, "I lived in a glass house. You cannot conceal anything without giving yourself away, except by hiding it under the ground. And then you cannot see it yourself either." The tragedy is that these adaptations, while necessary for childhood survival, create an adult who lives perpetually in past dynamics driven by unconscious memories and repressed feelings. Behind depression's emptiness lies childhood self-loss. Depression hides behind grandiosity, while deeper pain lurks beneath depression, forming a protective cycle where grandiosity shields against depression, which guards against the pain of losing one's true self. The grandiose person requires constant admiration to survive, excelling in beauty, cleverness, and achievements. When these qualities fail, catastrophic depression follows. Their self-esteem resembles a balloon that soars high but can be punctured. These individuals typically come from families who loved them only for fulfilling expectations through special abilities. Depression emerges when grandiosity breaks down through aging, illness, or diminished validation. Some ward off depression through continuous achievements, maintaining the illusion of parental attention they never received. Depression fundamentally involves denying emotional reactions, a childhood adaptation where children weren't permitted to experience basic feelings like hunger, pain, or anger. When we lose access to our authentic feelings, depression's causes remain mysterious, and our capacity for genuine love stays blocked. Depression functions as a warning system when we bury unwanted feelings. Consider Mary, 39, who felt relief after therapy, but then distracted herself with trivial activities, triggering emptiness. This mirrored her childhood pattern, where parents interrupted her imaginative play for more sensible pursuits. By recognizing this pattern and allowing herself to feel legitimate anger about this early interference, she overcame her depression. Depression acts like a dam holding back unexpressed emotions. When these break through, insights follow, often accompanied by significant dreams providing clarity. The pattern typically repeats: disconnection from oneself, emotional breakthrough with justified reproaches toward childhood caretakers, then renewed vitality. The stronger our original feelings, the thicker the psychological prison walls containing them, walls that impede emotional growth and genuine connection. One patient discovered his most valuable insights came from confronting precisely those feelings he had most strongly avoided, feeling shabby, helpless, humiliated, and lonely. The true opposite of depression isn't artificial happiness or absence of pain. It's vitality, expressed as the freedom to experience spontaneous feelings across the entire human spectrum. Have you ever wondered why harmful parenting patterns repeat across generations? Parents with unresolved trauma unconsciously avenge their childhood humiliation by exercising power over their children. Breaking these patterns requires acknowledging our own childhood suffering, not just willpower. Society tolerates this dynamic, treating children as parental property rather than individuals deserving dignity. Victims become adults who inflict the same cruelty while maintaining idealized images of their childhoods. parents often remain unaware of how deeply they wound a child's developing self, protected by defense mechanisms. Linda's case illustrates this pattern. She pursued an emotionally unavailable man, mirroring her childhood with absent parents. When she recognized she had chosen another father substitute, intense shame followed. This breakthrough revealed her childhood loneliness and repetitive relationship patterns. Only by confronting these authentic emotions could Linda begin to escape her compulsion to seek partners who couldn't understand her, gradually breaking her pattern of dependency. A child's psychological development depends on maternal response to their earliest needs. When mothers cannot fully accept their children, experiences become categorized as good or bad, teaching children that parts of themselves are unacceptable. Hermann Hesse exemplifies this intergenerational pattern. His mother's will was broken at age 4, and she later fought against her son's natural defiance at the same age. By 15, Hesse was institutionalized, ultimately blaming himself for his parents' emotional limitations. In cases of perversion and obsessive behavior, a mother's scornful reactions to natural childhood impulses become stored in the body. The child develops a false self while expressing their true self secretly, creating a pattern where satisfaction becomes possible only through self-contempt. Contempt functions as a defense against unwanted feelings, shame over unreturned love, inadequacy, and suppressed rage toward emotionally unavailable parents. When we allow ourselves to feel these repressed emotions, contempt naturally dissipates. However, despising others while overvaluing achievements helps us avoid mourning the painful truth that parental love wasn't freely given, but had to be earned. Healing requires confronting and grieving our history, not correcting the past. This means uncovering early memories and recognizing parental manipulation to achieve liberation. True healing doesn't come from borrowed tolerance. Contemptuous attitudes inherited from parents persist in our unconscious despite intellectual understanding. John's dream journey illustrated this process. He began in an isolated tower with a panoramic view but profound sadness, symbolizing emotional isolation despite achievements. His dreams evolved to include a bridge connecting him to others, then an elevator to a vibrant plateau filled with colorful life, reflecting his growing ability to be loved for his authentic self rather than accomplishments. Those who honestly face their feelings need no ideological disguises. When people avoid confronting their truth, they often project repressed rage and trauma onto enemies. The therapeutic journey overcomes symptoms by confronting childhood stories, expressing rightful indignation, and breaking free from self-blame. The wounded child within fears punishment for seeing parental actions clearly, but healing helps recognize this danger no longer exists, opening the door to emotional liberation. The wounds of childhood need not define your future. By recognizing how early experiences shaped your patterns of achievement, depression, and relationships, you can reclaim your authentic self. This journey isn't about blaming parents, who likely acted from their own unresolved trauma, but about honestly confronting how these dynamics persist in your adult life. Moving forward requires courage to feel once-forbidden emotions, question idealized versions of your past, and recognize patterns of grandiosity or depression as protective mechanisms. It means understanding that achievements don't determine your worth. Liberation involves uncovering buried feelings, mourning what was lost, and building genuine relationships. With each step toward authenticity, the grip of the past loosens, allowing your true self to emerge, an integrated adult capable of genuine connection, creativity, and joy.